Dedded Hip Hop album review, Good to Be Home by Blue. Before we get into the review, make sure you go to deadandhiphop.com and go check out the unreleased, never before seen Blue New York album review. We did it, we never dropped it. You wanna see it, go to deadandhiphop.com today. Go check that joint out.
That shit's a treat. All right. If you miss all that old school arguing and bickering, boy, it's all there for you.
It's a classic Mike Ken throwdown.
You know, honestly, I've never really been a Blue fan. I don't really remember how New York went. I don't remember really what I said on that.
Sound like Pac-Man or something like that.
Oh, you sure did. Video game music.
Dude, I edit this. I mean, I look at this video all the time.
That's what you said.
Okay. Well, Good to Be Home did not sound like video game music, and Blue actually surprised me a little bit. I actually like this project. It's definitely not my cup of tea. You know, Blue on this, he's a little bit more rappity-rap than what I remember on New York. The production mainly is what got me, and what it made me feel was kind of like Madlib and Freddie Gibbs' Cocaine Pinata in terms of the feel. Like, I got like kind of like, you know, that East Coast boom bap-ish, but with a West Coast flavor. Like, my favorite song on here was The West. You know, like, the West was hard. Boys in the Hood was hard. There were some joints on here that surprised me that I would like the way I did. It surprised me based off of the little bit I remember from New York. You know, that this sounded completely different. I fuck with it. I'm not necessarily in love with it, but it definitely cracked my rotation. It's definitely something that I'll be bumping in the whip, definitely.
I like how Blue, you know, how he kind of give you snapshots of him, you know, growing up in L.A. or him currently living in L.A., like Boys in the Hood, The Return, how he was talking about how his name, he thought he was affiliated with Crips and stuff like that because of his name. You know, that's the thing. I think this album kind of brings me back to why I became a fan of Blue with Below the Heavens and Johnson & Johnson. If you haven't checked those out, give those a listen. But I don't know if you don't like this Blue, I don't know if you might be all hyped about Johnson & Johnson and Below the Heavens. But I thought this album was really good. I thought the features, I wasn't surprised with who we had on the features. I was expecting pretty much a Fashawn. Fashawn did his thing. I'm glad Fashawn is kind of coming back, because I know last couple of little projects, he's been like, but I still love him. I'm still a huge fan. I thought Evidence, what's that? Can't Stop, Won't Stop? With Evidence and Planet Asia. And,
posse cut.
Yeah, oh man. It was another posse cut on there. Well, not really a posse cut, but the track with Prodigy, it was on disc too. I thought that was a good joint. I love that. And I love this production, because it was very like that lo-fi soul sampling type production that Bombay gave on this album. I loved it. And I thought they both fit each other perfectly as far as Blue MCing and his production style. So I was like, yeah, this is kind of why I became a fan of Blue. So overall though, I thought this album was good. I thought, you know, it was a couple of, you know, tracks I didn't really care about. You know, it was a couple of throwaway tracks, but overall I thought this was a really solid project.
I did like Boys in the Hood on the first one. I thought Summertime was cool. I liked Home, and my shit is The Return. Man, he was killing that shit, man. That gave me, like, when that song came on, I was like, oh, this shit is fire, because it gave me such an old school kind of West Coast feel. And this album is him, you know, basically, like you said, B, it's him telling, you know, it's a tribute to the West, right? And I'm just telling the stories about the West. But yeah, that one was my standout track on this album. But yeah, the second half, I really, really messed with a lot, because I like Dre Day, the Red and Gold track. You know, the posse cut was on there. I liked He-Man. I thought that was tight. The second disc of the album seemed to be a little bit more straightforward. I don't think it was as like the first half. I think the beats were a little bit more, you know, what you were saying earlier about the lo-fi, you know, type of sound. And I think, you know, on the second disc, it kind of got back to a little bit of basics. I just think I need to listen to it a little bit more to pick up some more stuff on it, if there's anything else to pick up on it. You know, Blue definitely, he always, he's, you know, with each project, he's gonna give you something different. You know, he's never, he's refusing to stay like the same over and over again. And I think, you know, again, he did that by working exclusively with Bombay on this album and the type of production that Bombay does. And one of the things I do like about it is that it's the tribute to the West Coast. I think it was on Dre Day when he had the little cube line that he flipped. You know, so it kind of took me back. But yeah, man, the return though,
That's what's standing out.
That's the one, man. That's the one. How you have peace without the peace out of, in the reach or something like that? Something like that. You know, Mike is the rain man of lyrics on the show. But anyway.
Why you be autistic and shit? Everybody. I'm fully functioning in society, motherfucker.
Yeah,
Kmart.
What?
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
You know what I mean? He's like, he'll be saying something and he'll say Kmart in the middle of the shit.
I don't even remember.
You don't remember that?
No. I can't even say I didn't know what to expect with this album because I didn't even know he was fucking dropping an album.
Blue, right?
Has the typical shit. And just, here's an album. Not just here's an album, here's a fucking double album that I didn't tell nobody I was working on. Blue is a wild dude, man. Not only did he drop a double album that nobody knew he was working on, he puts the shit up for free. He streams the shit up for free. It's hilarious, man. But that's what I love about Blue. He is probably the most unpredictable rapper in the game right now. You never, ever, ever know what this dude's gonna do. But with this album, Positives, Blue, his rhyming fucking A. His rhyming is crazy on here. He is spitting his ass off on every single track. This is not the Blue. I forget what album it was we reviewed recently where I was like, that sounds like the Blue that we've been missing forever. In a feature that he did. It was either Monch or...
Was it Step Brothers?
No, it wasn't Step. Something we did very, very, very recently. But at any rate, something he did recently where I was like, that's the Blue that I've been missing, because his features previous to that were a little bit lazy, a little bit, you know, whatever. And then that one feature, he came back and he hit it. This album, every single verse. And one line where he says, never forget where I came from, now I'm back like the prodigal son, I'm home. That shit on the track Home, he fulfilled that in every single track. This is the Blue that is just the rhymer that the super talented Blue
that you became
like that I fell in love with when I heard Below the Heavens. If you don't like this album, you might like Johnson & Johnson. You might like Below the Heavens. You probably won't like Crass Knuckles, but you'll like those other ones. Now, the issue that I have, which I'm really, really surprised by all three of you guys, that you actually dug it. Like, the beats were great. The sound pissed me off. Come on. Okay, I like lo-fi music. I love lo-fi music. This did not sound lo-fi on purpose. This sounded like it was just poorly mastered, not mastered at all. To me, it sounds like a cassette dub that you did the deck-to-deck joint with, but like seven times. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's...
You don't think he was going for that?
No, he was going. That's why it irritated me. Because all I needed was the beat turned up a little bit more. And this might have been album of the year for me. Because Blue was killing this shit. And the beats, when you put your fucking ear to the damn speaker, the beats are dope. They're really choppy, they're experimental, they're different. You just can't fucking hear them.
Really?
And what you mean?
I didn't have that same problem. It might be
No, I didn't either. He's right, but I thought the way it sounded was fine. I think it was I like that lo-fi like gritty sound. I like
it. Didn't sound lo-fi gritty to me. It sounded like he didn't master it.
It's irritating, but I think because Blue has historically done this shit before in the past,
right,
where he would release unmastered albums. That's why I'm just like, this is Blue being Blue.
It didn't really
bother me as much. And you don't like it. And I know that's your issue. You don't like it. But for me, because he's done it, I'm like,
But see, that's not my issue. Here's the thing. With those other albums that he released, where it was all lo-fi like that, the vocals were lo-fi too. The whole thing sounded lo-fi. So yeah. I was just like, whatever.
When he released that Gimme Flowers.
This one didn't sound all bad. Like, it was like only the beat sounded drowned out. He sounded fine. Like, I can hear him perfect. the beat sounded like you were listening to him underwater. Like you had water in your ear and you trying to jam out to the beat. This shit definitely is not bumping the whip. The only thing it bumps in is the fucking earbuds. Damn. The music itself is so good. The rhymes are dope as hell. Dope as hell. 400 barbells ain't as heavy as these. I play my tape with them niggas and it's heaven for G's. Like these. Shut up. I'm just saying, the rhymes were so dope, but it was just like, why? I get lo-fi. Clearly I get lo-fi. I love experimental music. I just don't understand why the beat had to be so drowned out. Drown them out a little bit. Make them fuzzy, but why did it be so? And it wasn't even consistently badly mastered. It was like one track will sound fine, like, so Back Home Again didn't sound very good, but then you get to Boys in the Hood, sounded great. Then you get to Whipped Cream and it sounds like dog shit. And it's like, I don't understand. Why are you doing this to me, Blue? Come on, man. I listened to the stream online, then I listened to a rip of the stream in my car. So I was like, okay, maybe this is just something he's throwing out because he put it out for free. Maybe like the finished product will actually be mastered and sound good.
That's what I was thinking.
So. No, dude. This is just what Blue did. Now, all that to say, I won't tell Blue to change because just like I said before, I like people that stretch the boundaries of hip hop. It's just personally, I would just like, I ain't trying to sit there and fucking tweak knobs. Just so I can listen to an album, man. You
turn the treble up?
I forgot what I was doing at the house. Cause I wanted to listen. I was like, man, the fuck? The presets, they ain't doing shit. I had to sit there and fuck with everything before I could even get this to be tolerable. But then I was at work and I put it on my earbuds. I'm like, okay, now it sounds pretty decent. Put it in the car, forget it. No drums.
Earbud music.
No. Drums sound like this. Blue sound like this. Drums sound
like this. Feel like you need to purchase a sound system.
Y'all are sitting here telling me, and I'm gonna put this shit out there. No. If y'all about to sit here and tell me, you put this shit on the car and your truck is rattling, you're fucking lying.
I can't remember the track.
Ain't shit rattled, but Blue's voice, the bass of his voice rattled.
I can't remember the name of the track, but there was one I was listening to in the car, and I'm like, hold on, let me change the song. Like, what the fuck is going on?
So I had that. Like, come on. There was one song that was unfucking listenable. It was Back Home Again.
Okay.
That track was unlistenable. It was like, what is going on right now? Angel Dust was dope.
I'm just saying, as far as the quality of the beat, like,
I thought the beat sounded fine on that compared to the rest of this shit.
I mean, you got a point. Bruh. Angel Dust, Whipped Cream, even though I still love Whipped Cream because they was ripping it, but yeah, that sounded a little, you know, lo-fi-ish. I didn't have an issue with it. I mean, I'm not as upset as you is about that shit.
Really this is just really surprising to me that as anal as you are about man, because
the beat ain't there.
Stuff that sounds just like this.
Not like this, B.
That sounds about just like
not
that.
Like this.
But here's the
whole thing. Beat Conductor Indian 3.
That didn't sound bad like this.
It didn't sound bad to me. It didn't sound bad to me.
That sounded low fun.
Yeah.
This shit sound low budget. This a big tip. This shit don't sound like it was bad.
I think you pointed out the main thing here is that in the car it doesn't sound as good as it does on the headphones. Because when I was playing on my headphones, I didn't have no different. It sounded perfectly fine to me. But when I played it in the car, it was starting to turn. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Because when I played it on my headphones, it was perfectly fine. I didn't hear shit. And I'm in the car, I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, well, let me just change that one. I didn't know what was going on. So, yeah, I only listened to it in the car one time. So I thought that was just me.
No, I'll tell you what song fucking killed me. Bobby Brown. That track was so dope. Like, I'm not even familiar with these guys. Clutch, Mike Holden, or Definite. I'm not familiar with any of those dudes. They all spit.
They killed it.
The one, man.
While I heard up on here, I was like, damn. I'm like, damn, he killing it.
So, I think every single verse on this album was dope. Every single verse. Yeah,
everybody did.
But on Bobby Brown, man. Oh my God. That shit was so fucking dope, man. Shit about get they get their wig split dummies and they walk around with Gumby's Bobby Brown. Like, if you ain't grow up with us, I had a Gumby. I had a Gumby in third grade. Kill that shit. Man, yep. Every little step I take. I'm like, yeah, boy, that was shit.
Were you doing the dancing too?
Hell yeah, with that polka dot shirt. I was killing it back then.
Every little step I take.
Every little step.
Every little step I make.
Gotta whip the thumb though, right?
Yeah, you gotta whip the thumb, make that good ass pop sound. Yeah. Yeah, this shit was good, man. I like the music. I'm irritated about the sound of the beat.
Mad as hell about these damn.
Because I love Blue. I love Blue. I love all of his projects, but it's just.
Usa might like some.
It's just. I don't know, man. It's like. Like I said before, it doesn't sound lo-fi to me. Like, I've heard plenty of lo-fi albums. I like lo-fi albums. It's just. This shit didn't sound like it was on purpose. It sounded like, man, like. This tape got fucked up. Fuck it. Like, wasn't there a story a long time ago that he had recorded some shit? I could be crazy, but I'm almost positive. I remember there was a story a long time ago that Blue had recorded an album, and it was right after Below the Heavens. He might have made this shit up. And it was on a laptop, and the laptop got stolen or something, and all they had was, like, the shitty, unmastered versions of those tracks, and then he released some of them, and they sounded like crap. They sound, I'm not crazy. This definitely happened. This definitely happened.
I remember he did one with Madlib, and that was that. None.
It might have been Madlib. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, but the whole album Madlib, and that shit sounded awful. Like
that was probably.
Cause I remember because the cover was a naked woman on like on the damn tree.
Was it the Burgundy?
No, not the Burgundy EP. Not that.
This is before Jesus. This is old. This was right after. Okay, it was riding off of his success with Below the Heavens.
Okay.
He was like, we recorded an album. It was on a laptop. The laptop got stolen. All I have are like these unmastered songs. This don't sound no different. It feels like this was the turning point of Blue. Like he released that shit and people were like, oh man, the songs are dope. And he's like, wait a minute. This is a lane for me right now. Let me jump on this because nobody else is really doing stuff this poorly sounding.
Poorly sounding, but alright, so have you ever heard of this producer Bombay?
No.
Alright. In fairness to Bombay, what if all of his beats are like this? Because I haven't heard of him before either.
His beats were dope. It's just
no. What I'm saying is, what if they all sound unmastered like this?
Oh, I don't know.
What if this is his particular style?
I think this is Blue. I think this is Blue because I don't think it's a coincidence that damn near all of Blue's shit for the past like 5, 6, 7 years has been like this.
I don't either. That's why it didn't surprise me. That's why it didn't, you know, didn't bother me as much as it bothered you. But it don't bump in the whip. It's bumping the headphones. What is this?
This shit irritates me, man.
It irritates me, man. Damn it, Blue.
Y'all tripping if you sitting here telling me that these beats didn't get annoying. You didn't even listen to it.
I mean, surprised that you beat.
He didn't even listen to it. Blue, if you watching this, I love you, man. Look. Do me one solid. Can you please give me a copy with the beat turned up? Can one of our fans, I know we got some techies out there. Can one of y'all please take this album, fucking fix the sound of the, just turn the beats up a little bit. For me, I will give you a shout out in the next 3 videos. Because I love this album. Like I said, if the beats were louder, this would have been easily one of my top 5 favorite albums. Might have been album of the year for me.
I think I mentioned to Mike, Blue just sounds focused again. And this is the reason why I became a Blue fan. His crazy hopscotch rhyme style, man, on this album is like so crazy to me. I love it, man. But this is good. I like the production. I'm not bitching with the beats and stuff on here.
Bitching with the beats, man. You a bitch, nigga. You a bitch, nigga.
Nobody got a hashtag.
Bitching with the beats.
Why got these
hashtag bitching with the beats.
Bitching beats. Why got me a bitch though? I ain't talking to you right now. Why gotta be a bitch?
Go cop this album. Blue, keep doing your thing. Huge fan, been a fan of you for years, so get it.
Yeah, I'm not bitching like Mike either about this.
I knew he was about to say it.
Yeah, I knew.
I was waiting.
You gotta take that right there, fellas.
like everybody.
I didn't even want to say nothing because I knew your ass was about to say. I'm like, well, he about to say it. He about to say it. I read your ass like a book. I knew you was going to say it.
Yeah, I'm not bitching about the beats. myself. You know, I need to hear more of Bombay's work first before I can, criticize the production on here. Mike and I, we talked about this in the past. This is what Blue does, so I've come to expect something like this. So it didn't really surprise me for it to have this sound to it. So, but overall, yeah, I like it, though. I like it. But, I'm done, man. I'm just sit back and just pass this shit to Mike. Go ahead, Mike. See time.
I did not dislike this album. I think this album is great. I think the music is fantastic. I love Bombay's production. So again, let's get this clear. I'm not saying the production is bad. The production is great. Blue's rhymes are great. It's the mastering the sound of the beats that I have an issue with. Don't do this shit no more. If you're gonna make the beats this drowned out, then drown out the vocals too, because I think the
it's not equal.
It sounds weird to me, and that's why I didn't expect it to sound like this. Like when I first heard it, I was like, man, maybe something's up with my computer. Change, listen to it at work. Nah, it ain't my computer. It ain't my earbuds. Okay, nah, my earbuds are straight because it sounds okay in the earbuds. And I got a rip of this shit and put it in my car. I'm like, man, what the fuck, Blue?
You ain't got the answers, Mike.
Hell no! I've been doing the education. I did not expect it still to sound like this. But I will still give Blue my money because Blue is an amazing talent. He's one of the best lyricists from the West. And I think he's been kind of pushed to the wayside a little bit over the past couple of years because he's had some spotty features. And I'd even dare to say some spotty releases, but Blue is one of the most talented MCs to come from that area. And because of that, I think people need to support him. And because he's daring to do something new. Even though me personally, it irritated me a little bit, I still support the fact that this guy is being like, you know what? Yeah, hip hop is always talking about how pristine everything is supposed to sound. Hip hop is supposed to sound so clean and so this and so that. Fuck that shit. I'm gonna make this shit sound like it was recorded underwater in a submarine basement closet with a trash can. I'm gonna make it sound like crap, and then I'm still gonna spit my ass off and show everybody that I'm one of the best MCs in the game.
But nah, man, I fuck with it. You know, support the homie Blue. Purchase it. Like I said in the review, man, I think this project is pretty solid. Bumps in my whip. I don't know, you know, what's going on with the Hyundai.
Why are you lying?
I didn't say everything, but I said it was like two tracks. It was like two or three tracks that I was like, what the fuck, and I skipped.
Oh, the rest of this bumped.
The rest had your trunk rattling.
The rest, everything I listened to was fine, Mike. I'm just saying.
We going to your car. We going out to that car. After this shit. And you going to make that trunk rattle. You going to make that motherfucking trunk rattle.
You going to shake that motherfucking ass on this motherfucking bus. That's how you sound.